Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, confusion now hangs over a crucial call between Marco Rubio, the US Secretary of State, and Taoiseach Simon Harris about whether there was an uncomfortable conversation about Ireland's trade deficit with America. It was reported that the US Secretary of State said during the conversation that the trade imbalance would have to be addressed. The Taoiseach has contradicted this account of the call. Well, joining me for more on this is Piers Doherty, the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, and Scott Lucas, Professor of US and International Politics at the Clinton Institute in UCD, and Craig Hughes, political editor with the Irish Daily Mail. And Craig, we'll begin with yourself, because ordinarily when there's a high-level bilateral engagement like this, there's an agreement, isn't there, on what is known as the readout of the call. Will you explain how that ordinarily works?
Good morning, Claire. So typically what would happen after one of these meetings are that the communications teams on both sides of the call would agree what they're putting out there publicly. Now, in this instance, the alarm bells started ringing on the Irish side when there was a notable discrepancy in the two readouts. Crucially, on the Irish side, there was no mention of trade imbalance, but on the statement put out by Marco Rubio's spokesperson, it said, quote, they discussed the US priority to address the US-Ireland trade imbalance. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of concern there because, of course, we're all very familiar with the almost threat-like language that we've heard from Howard Lutnick, the US business secretary, who previously was critical of Ireland, saying that he thinks it's nonsense that we're allowed to run a trade surplus at America's expense. So again, this would have set alarm bells ringing. And then, of course, we had, especially in the Fianna Fáil side of the house, people grimacing when they saw headlines emerging from Liverpool yesterday, when Simon Harris was quite categorical in saying that it was him who brought up trade and that the trade balance was not brought up.
Marco Rubio. But just to be clear, there is no agreement between this Trump administration and the government. There's no agreed readout of a call like this. So this is why we have the discrepancy, isn't it? Because they each have their own versions of what was said.
Exactly. And I think another thing to point out is that there has been signs of sloppiness in this Trump administration when it comes to communications. We need to go back to when Keir Starmer was in the Oval Office. An invite was sent out to White House journalists, inviting them to a press conference with Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of Great Britain and Ireland. So, I mean, this is the first in a number of slips, I would say, in the Trump administration when it comes to communication. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Simon Harris is telling an untruth here. I think that this was a kind of a careless lapse, I would say, put into the mix on the US side. But that said, it hasn't stopped tensions rising from the fallout level, because there was ministers in the Fianna Fáil side of the house last night saying to me, look, it's never a good time to pick a fight with the US Secretary of State, especially now at this moment in time. And they were saying it was just stupid. And I think they were hoping that perhaps language could have been found to perhaps dance around it, rather than have this row feeding into next week and as kind of fodder for journalists to throw at President Trump and Micheál Martin was there in the Oval Office.
Like, I suppose the context of this, Craig, is that everyone's already edgy, I would imagine, in government over this visit anyway. So adding this to the mix doesn't help. Is that the view of the Fianna Fáil ministers you've been speaking to?
I put that to one Fianna Fáil minister last night, and they said 100%. And look, that I guess trepidation was being felt right down into the junior ministers and backbenchers we spoke to last night. Mm-hmm. But they were also very confident in the Taoiseach's ability to, I guess, walk that delicate tightrope, the diplomatic tightrope that'll have to be walked in the Oval Office next week.
Okay, well, I just want to bring in Scott Lucas, and we'll get the view of Piers Doherty in a moment. Scott, how do we deal with these two versions of events, or how do you see it or view it?
Well, I think that's a great setup there in terms of, you know, your correspondent telling us how the process goes and then analyzing not who is right, who is wrong, but the context of what is coming in here. Trade was clearly discussed on the call. Now, from the Irish point of view, in terms of the readout, they want to portray the positives, the way forward in terms of dealing with trade issues. And you would expect that. given that they don't want to get into any type of trade war or be the subject of Trump's tariffs or have to deal with thorny issues such as corporation tax. On the other side, you have got a Trump administration, which beyond the possibility simply that an official used shorthand to talk about the trade imbalance to reflect something that was said in the discussion, but did so inaccurately, you've got a Trump administration in which some officials want to put pressure on Ireland. They want to put pressure on all countries because they're catering to Trump's idea that everyone is ripping America off. Mm-hmm. And we know how that story is playing out with the tariffs. So they throw in the words trade imbalance to signal to their guy, look, you know, we've defended America's interest. We've shown Ireland that we're going to be tough on this. But what they've done is, of course, they've broken the protocol. Again, as was well explained, in terms of normal relations, you agree a statement precisely. So you don't open up a rift. And in this case, open up a rift which could blow up in public when the Taoiseach visits.
Well, I suppose the one thing, Scott, it tells us is that the trade imbalance is very much on their radar. If you have somebody mm-hmm. who's putting together that readout, which ultimately will end up in the papers, we're all reading it this morning and analysing it. Trade imbalance for them, we know now, is front and centre.
Yeah, I think that's right. Now, I think we need to put that into context, which is when you talk about the trade imbalance, Ireland has a substantial surplus with the Americans. I think it's around about 50 billion euros in terms of goods. If you were to factor in services, U.S. services that Ireland takes in, it actually swings back in the American direction. Mm-hmm. But the problem here is that the Trump people don't really deal with that complexities of that trade relationship, and they don't look at it as a win-win situation. And the real problem here is beyond Trump and the public side of what happens when the Taoiseach visits, it's going to be those private meetings, because you'll have Irish delegations there, you'll have the Trump administration officials there. And when you have a commerce secretary like Howard Lutnick, who is very much on record as saying that Ireland is ripping the United States off in terms of hosting American multinationals, in terms of that trade imbalance regarding goods, what's going to be said behind closed doors? Are we going to get threats from the Trump people? Or are we going to get some way forward where we can have the Irish people saying, look, there is no need to treat this as a win-lose situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's hear what Piers Doherty thinks of all of this. And good morning to you. Thank you for being with us this morning. Do you believe
good
Simon
morning,
Harris,
Claire.
Or do you believe Marco Rubio?
Look, without being in the room, you don't know which version of events is the accurate accurate version. But I think it's important to say, as it was said there earlier on, that when you have these kind of international calls, what you have in terms of the readouts very often is that the readouts reflect the domestic politics that is addressed. And so there can be differing emphasis in relation to the text. And look, it wouldn't surprise us if indeed the readout from the Irish event said trade was discussed at the meeting. That wouldn't be a surprise at all. That wouldn't be controversial at all. What is really the difficulty here now is that there is a denial of what was said and a contradiction of what the US Secretary of State is saying. And it's quite emphatic from Simon Harris. And I think that maybe is a bit naive, whether he is right or wrong in relation to this here. We are walking a diplomatic tightrope. It is clear from both what is reported in the media in terms of government sources that, you know, trade was discussed. And I think from dancing on the head of a pin in terms of trade imbalance used or not.
Yeah, I'm just going through the quotes. So Simon Harris, when he was speaking to the media yesterday, he says, I brought up the importance of the transatlantic relationship. I didn't bring up the trade imbalance. Then the readout from the American says that they discussed the US priority to address the US-Ireland trade imbalance. So it could be that they're both telling the truth there, right?
Yeah, but we also hear, look, exactly. The issue here isn't about the readouts, in my view, and, you know, how they were framed for the domestic politics. It's the issues afterwards. It's what has been said afterwards that has created tension. So now we have potentially a Secretary of State that is looking at a Minister for Foreign Affairs in contradicting what they have said on their side. And that's not a good space to be in, just no matter what. So what we do know
Trade was discussed. You're saying Simon Harris should have just said nothing about this.
He should have been. I think there was a bit of naivety in terms of Simon Harris in relation to how he phrased this, because what he has done is he has basically denied that specifically that trade imbalance was discussed. But what we do know is trade was discussed. jobs were discussed, investment was discussed. His government source reported to the Journal that it wasn't an area of significant focus during the call, which means that it was there was a focus on it. So I think what we've got here is we've got a kind of a dispute over words and calling the validity of words that the American administration has put out there on the basis of dancing on the head of a pin in relation to the issue of trade imbalance. As I said, if the readout from that, if Simon Harris came back and said, look, we had a very positive meeting, it was mostly about Ukraine, it was mostly about the Middle East, but absolutely the issues of trade were discussed, and these are obviously going to be discussed again during the White House trip. Nobody would have blinked an eye. It's about the way that these that the deniability of what the Americans are saying has happened is what is causing the rift here now, and I think that could have been completely avoided
Saying that we're drawing them on ourselves by contradicting what the US Secretary of State says happened, and you're questioning Simon Harris's diplomatic skills.
I think if you look at it here, if anybody looks at it here, listen to what Simon Harris has said. He is telling us that trade was discussed. He's telling us that investment was discussed. Their spokesperson is telling us that it was a focus, but not a significant focus. So why are we calling out the American administration on the words of the trade imbalance wasn't specifically mentioned? I think that's the issue here. And I do think that's naive. I think that, you know, there is important discussions that will take place next week in the White House. We didn't need this. We don't want this. And there is an argument that Ireland needs to put forward, which has been echoed there earlier on in terms of our trade imbalance in goods is there, but not in services. When you look at it overall, it is there. And American companies need a European base, and Ireland is that European base. So Ireland is good for America in that. So there's a positive story that I have no doubt that the Taoiseach will bring to the administration. What we don't need is that he said, she said, and calling into question what the American administration has said in this regard.
Scott, can I bring you back in there? Does that have merit, that really now was not the time to be contradicting the US Secretary of State or the readout?
I think there's merit in that. I think, you know, especially as you're going into, you know, this event of the year when it comes to U.S.-Irish relations, you don't want to be seen in being in a confrontational mode, even if what you're saying is accurate, you know, which we can't establish at this point. I think what's really important right now is two things. One is to watch what happens within the Trump administration. There have been a lot in the media who say that, you know, the Trump folks have been spoiling for a fight. It could happen over Israel. It could happen over other issues. They're so preoccupied on other fronts right now, especially Ukraine, Russia, especially having to back down over the tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I'm not sure that this will rank high on their agenda this morning in terms of the dispute over the readouts. Don't think it may be occupying. And if that's the case, if they're not focusing on, as it were, extending the fight, I think you simply have an emphasis both through the Irish Embassy in Washington, through the DFA here, through the Taoiseach's office, which goes, as Piers Doherty just said, onto the positive, which talks about how both countries benefit from services and goods, how Ireland is this opening for the United States to Europe, which is, you know, an important market and probably even more important given the investment in areas like defense production coming up. And if you focus on the positive with Donald Trump, we know this from experience. Former Ambassador Dan Mulhall has said this again and again. Then that's the type of transactional politics he buys into. So I think the key thing I would say, and I'm not an advisor, I'm not here to do it, but at least from my personal point of view, be upbeat, be talking about what it's going to be great event on Wednesday and what it means in terms of advancing U.S. and Ireland's economic futures together rather than apart.
And you could probably add to that, Piers, be in the room. We had Dr. Karen von Hippel in studio yesterday. She's formerly worked at the heart of the United States administration. I think it's fair to say she's not a fan of Donald Trump, but she says when it comes to Ireland, you've got to be there, you've got to go. Sinn Féin isn't going to go.
Sinn Féin doesn't have an opportunity to sit down for half an hour or longer with the President of the United States. It is the Taoiseach that has that opportunity, and that's why we have supported the Taoiseach is attendance at the White House. It's why during leaders' questions this week we raised the issue in terms of wanting to discuss the strategy of what Ireland will embark on in terms of those important discussions. So absolutely, if you have the ear of the President of the United States, given what he has done over the last while, not just in relation to through the issue of tariffs or the potential disruption to economic development, but also the ear in relation to positions internationally, not least Palestine and his comments in terms of Palestine. They have to be raised, and that the Taoiseach is the only person from Ireland that will have the opportunity to have that discussion with him.
But you heard Donald Trump saying last night when he was signing that declaration, March will be the Irish-American Heritage Month, and he said that the Irish-Americans are great people, they voted for me in heavy numbers. I mean, have you been able to figure out what the level of support is amongst Irish America for what you have decided to do?
Well, look, you know, we have huge support in Irish America, and that's not just happened by chance. We obviously foster that support. We think Irish America is really important, and I think you have to remember that, you know, Irish America in America is different from Trump and the Trump administration.
But he says they voted for him, you know, in large numbers or heavy numbers.
And absolutely, people vote for the American president in for different reasons. And there's no doubt that people from Irish descent have voted for President Trump. That's not something that is new. And they are all things that can be used and can be played upon in relation to emphasizing the priorities of America. So, like, there is an opportunity here, as I said, in terms of the Taoiseach. We support the Taoiseach going. We support the Taoiseach using that opportunity to put Ireland's interests first, but also the interests of Ireland internationally. And I think he needs to use that to the best of his ability. And if I were in the Taoiseach's boots today, I would be saying this is the last thing I needed from Simon Harris, to tell you the God's honest truth, because that has just made his job a little bit more difficult. But I do take the point about how much will this actually fall on the radar of the Americans. But the one thing is, we know that from the Trump administration, it can be very personal. So therefore, I think that this would have been far better avoided. Okay. I think it was naive from Simon Harris.
Craig Hughes, a quick word to you. I mean, if they're worried about this Simon Harris situation, they might have been calmed by that statement from Donald Trump overnight, where he seems to be love bombing the Irish with that quote that they're great people, the Irish Americans, they voted for me in heavy numbers.
Yes, I think that will come as a small bit of a welcome relief to Team Ireland as they travel to the White House. I think we can certainly be cynical that this is Trump looking at his voter base as opposed to anything else. But I would also say I'm a bit confused by Pearce's comments, in the sense that he thinks that the Taoiseach shouldn't have gotten to a row with the US Secretary of State now, but I'm sure after the Taoiseach's visit to the Oval Office, Sinn Féin and the opposition will be critical of the Taoiseach for perhaps not getting into a big enough row over something like Gaza, for example.
Okay, well, look, we're going to have to leave it there for time, but we'll be discussing this again, no doubt. Craig Hughes, Pearse Doherty and Scott Lucas, thank you very much for joining us. Coming up on the programme, online slot machines, gambling ads and how to help those with a gambling addiction. The new regulator will be here. Plus, a little later on, that slow-moving cyclone is already impacting Australia's Gold Coast. It's 4 million people who are living directly in its path, and there are stay-at-home orders in place. We'll get the latest on that all on the way.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.